Partners in Crime, Tommy and Tuppence Mysteries by Agatha Christie. Read by James Warwick.
A Fairy in the Flat. Mrs. Thomas Beresford shifted her position on the divan and looked gloomily out of the window of the flat. The prospect was not an extended one, consisting solely of a small block of flats on the other side of the road. Mrs. Beresford sighed and then yawned. "I wish," she said, "something would happen." Her husband looked up reprovingly. "Be careful, Tuppence. This craving for vulgar sensation alarms me." Tuppence sighed and closed her eyes dreamily. "So Tommy and Tuppence were married," she chanted, "and lived happily ever afterwards. And 6 years later, they were still living together happily ever afterwards." "It is extraordinary," she said, "how different everything always is from what you think it's going to be." A very profound statement, Tuppence, but not original. Eminent poets and still more eminent divines have said it before, and, if you'll excuse me saying so, have said it better. 6 years ago, continued Tuppence, I would have sworn that with sufficient money to buy things with, and with you for a husband, all life would have been one grand sweet song, as one of the poets you seem to know so much about puts it. Is it me, or the money that palls upon you? Inquired Tommy coldly. Palls isn't exactly the word, said Tuppence kindly. I'm used to my blessings, that's all. Just as one never thinks what a boon it is to be able to breathe through one's nose until one has a little cold in the head. Shall I neglect you a little?